The school district is asking taxpayers for just over $15 million a year for 8 years. The majority of that money will go to making teacher salaries competitive and reducing out-of-pocket health insurance costs for employees. Superintendent Steve Tallheimer says the district has lost 40% of its certified staff in the last 3 years to better-paying school districts. He says the new state budget, which includes almost $2 billion for education spending, will help the district boost teacher salaries. But he says it won't necessarily make those salaries competitive with surrounding districts.
With those infusion of dollars from the state budget, yes, we'll be able to get to $40,000. But I don't think Wani and Penn are just going to sit there and wait for us to catch up.
Including the expected payout from the third round of CARES Act funding, the district has received an additional $40 million over the course of the pandemic. Tallheimer says that money helps too, but it can only be used to fund supplemental programs like summer school, tutoring, and social-emotional learning to offset learning loss caused by the pandemic.
All of those things are abilities for us to help make sure that our instruction is really strong, we're able to fill those learning gaps, and do all of that. I cannot use these dollars to pay a third grade teacher.
Bob Barnes lives in the Elkhart School District. He says he understands the district has to work around the strings attached to federal funding, but he says he can't get past the tax hike the referendum will put on his property taxes.
It's going to cost a lot of money. I got retired people in my neighborhood. This is going to be a hard hit for them.
Heidi Compton, a former school employee, says she's also concerned about how the tax hike will affect people on fixed incomes, like her mother. But she says the district has to do something to prevent staff turnover.
I know a lot of the teachers, I know bus drivers, I know food service, and you have to retain good people. You really do, and it's going to be even harder now because there's places that are paying really well.
The current referendum would also extend the district's existing transportation referendum, which passed in 2014 and aims to keep pay for bus drivers competitive. Michelle Ivey is in her 18th year as a transportation worker for Elkhart Community Schools. She says the referendum is important to her not only as a bus driver, but also as a parent and grandparent.
I'm seeing opportunities for my grandkids that I wasn't given. My children had more than I did, but I even see more for my grandchildren. I have three different views of it. I don't see any negative.
The referendum vote will be Tuesday, May 4th. For WVPE News, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.